Item number 17, Mr. Flounder.
Currently, Regulation 620, Section 30 provides allocation of quota for the summer flounder fishery. 300,000 pounds is set aside for Chesapeake Bay, and then we divide up the remaining amount for the offshore fishery. 64% plus 0.3 is in the first quarter fishery, which opens in January. 6.4% for the second quarter and 29.3% in the third in the fourth quarter. Section 40 defines possession limits by time of year. Again, we have a undefined category of a bycatch and directed fishery, and for each. In the first quarter, it's 12,500 pounds per trip per 10-day period. Second quarter is 5,000 pounds per trip. We have had a request from industry to allocate the second quarter quota of 6.4% to the first quarter, and also the a possibility of having a change in the start date of the directed fishery, from which is currently the fourth Monday in January, to the, either the last Monday in January, and there's been discussion, to early February. This comes about for many reasons. One is the second quarter only has 6.4%, which in this last year was about 112,000 pounds. Well, a 5,000-pound trip limit is not enough to go out, bring in and catch up 5,000 pounds and bring it in with the cost of fuel. It's a hindrance. They can barely make a profit at all. So that has been brought up to us by industry. Another issue arose this year, which industry is very aware of, is because of the way that fishery operates, if a mass amount of boats come in on the first day, which happened this year, over 40 boats came in, we could actually, before we can even react and shut the fishery back down, they can blow out that second quarter quota. We had about 112,000 pounds available for second quarter. By the time we got it closed within 36 hours, we had gone over 200,000 pounds for that second quarter. And the timing, and it's so easy to have happen with the way it's set up right now. Small amount of quota available to a large number of boats. So through the request from industry, what we're looking for is a request for public hearing to advertise a moving the second quarter allocation up into the first quarter, and also a range of possible start dates from possibly be the last Monday in January or even early February, and work it out at a December public hearing.
Sounds reasonable. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One follow-up question. Industry has also raised some concern, I believe, about the remaining quota. Right now, for this period, I understand there's about 150,000 pounds of quota left. And as I understand it, it's closed to bycatch. Is there any way that we can address
trying to... I think we'll do that later.
Okay.
Later in the meeting.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Got it covered.
We're prepared to discuss that later.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission.
Mr. Move the recommendation staff to hold a public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Fox. Second?
Second.
Second by whom? Second. Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, comp. Mr. O'Reilly.
This is a request for a December public hearing, and it involves revision of Regulation 150 so that the correct boundary markers are in the regulation. Law enforcement has determined that several markers within two of the areas, the comp dredge areas, have either the incorrect names for the buoys or buoys.